Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today, Michael asks, I have an off-market deal that's been presented to me as a bargain by the broker. Other investors in the area are also telling me it's a bargain. It's a C-class multifamily building in a B area. We can add value to the property by making improvements and bringing up the rents to current market rates. The building has been charging below market rates for a long time. Well, Michael, this is an excellent question. It's a question that I get very regularly. You sent me the numbers, along with your email. Let's analyze the deal and see if it really is a deal. The question is this a good deal? To which there are four possible answers. Number one, could be a no. Number two, maybe. Number three, a yes. And number four, hell yes. And I would argue the only answer to that question that merits moving forward is a hell yes. But let's look at the details and see what we've got. So here's what I notice off the bat. The price per unit is about $60,000 per unit, and that's a significant discount to the market for comparable properties in the area. So from that point of view, it does look like a bargain. I believe that's what both the seller and the broker are pointing to when they call it a bargain. But let's look at the building the way a commercial appraiser would value the building. And appraisers look at three measures. They look at number one, comparable sales, number two, replacement cost, and number three, multiples of net income. Ideally, all three of those estimates should agree fairly closely with each other, and if they don't, you may have to take the lowest of the three numbers if there's a big discrepancy. So we have an idea against the comparable sales, the property selling at a discount to the market. So let's look second at replacement cost. Total square footage of the building is about 12,000 square feet, and the cost to replace it at, say, $150 a square foot would be more than double the asking price. So they're asking far below construction cost. And at $60,000 a unit, we already intuitively know that without even running the numbers. So let's look at the third category. Let's look at multiples of net income. Current rents in the building are at 56% of market rents. That represents a significant opportunity to create value. But it's also a problem for the seller. Today, the property's operating with negative cash flow. It has to be. The rents are so far below market, there's no way an owner would make money at the proposed asking price, even though it looks like a bargain. The second problem is the landlord's paying utilities, so the net income is far less than it would be with those below market rents. The major problem is that you're in a market that has government-mandated rent controls. The amount of rent you can increase each year is only a very small percentage. And if you rely on the single-digit percentage annual increases, you'll never get to market rents. Under the rules, you've got the right to perform a major renovation on only three units per year, and once you have those renovated, you can put them back in the market at market rent. And so if you apply to the tenant board each year to perform those three renovations, it's going to take you at least 5 years to get the building repositioned. In the meantime, you've got a building that's going to be operating with negative cash flow for the first 5 years. In reality, no bank will lend funds under those conditions, so that means you're going to have to raise much more equity than you were thinking. You'll probably need to bring 50% of the funds in equity and borrow the remaining 50%. At least you'll start to generate some income and some positive cash flow. But at that ratio, the rate of return you can offer investors is extremely low. They will be tying up their cash for at least the next 5 years, earning 2-3% on their money in cash flow, for the possibility that maybe someday in the distant future, they could see an increase in value starting in year 5 and beyond. If I was to value the building based on today's net income, it would have to sell for far less than they're asking. At any reasonable cap rate, the price would have to be half of the current asking price. So the asking price isn't supported by multiples of net income. If you could see your way clear to increasing the value of the net income in a short time period, then you might have a reasonable opportunity. For example, if you took possession of the building in completely vacant condition, you could turn it around in 6 months or less. But given that the building is full and subject to rent controls, there's no path to creating the value in a reasonable time frame. I can't see taking the risk of signing on a bank loan and personally guaranteeing that loan for such a remote possibility. I would not advise you to take on that liability. For the investors, the project itself simply isn't capable of generating enough income to create a viable rate of return for the investors. So, bottom line for this one, I would have to say it's a resounding no deal. And that's one of the fundamental problems in strict rent control environments. The economics don't work. They don't work for the landlord, and ultimately, they don't work for the tenant either, because they create a situation where no investor will put up the capital to create good quality housing. It leaves people living in substandard housing and no viable way to bring it up to standard. Government can mandate rent controls, but they can't force investors to make investments that lose money. So as you're thinking about that, keep the great questions coming. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.